In this sicha, the first Achrei sicha of Chelik Yudzayin, which is a hadron on Masechta Yuma, a long and amazing sicha, we will in today's shiur just concentrate on one fundamental point in this sicha, and this is to try to understand how and what is the argument between Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaryo, if there is an argument, between him and Rabbi Akiva. As we're going to see by learning inside the Sicha and one and two of the orders of the footnotes, the Rebbe presents five different ways of understanding what does Rabbi Akiva add to Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaryo, and questions some of those explanations, and then comes to the chiddush, to the novelty of the sicha, what is Rabbi Akiva actually saying. The end of Masechta Yuma is actually the Mishnah, which is a famous Mishnah, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaryo, which he expounds on the pasuk in the Torah of this week's parsha, which reads regarding Yom Kippur, Mikol chatoiseichem lifnei Hashem titoru. From all your sins, before Hashem shall you be purified. Says Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaryo, Averoi sheben odom lamokoim yoyim ha-kippurim mechaper. Yom Kippur only atones for those transgressions between a person and Hashem. But Averoi sheben odom lechaveroi, ein yoyim ha-kippurim mechaper ad sheyeratze es chaveroi. However, Yom Kippur does not atone for sins between a person and his fellow, whatever you wronged another person, until the person appeases his fellow. He goes and he asks for an apology, then will Yom Kippur atone him. Comes Rabbi Akiva, Omar Rabbi Akiva, continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says, Ashreichem Yisrael. How fortunate are you, Israel? Lifnei mi atem etaharin umi metayereschem avichem shebashamayim. Before whom are you purified? And who purifies you? Avichem shebashamayim, your father in heaven. And for this he brings two psukim, two verses, shenemar as it's written, vezorakti aleichem mayim tehoirin utehartem. That the Navi brings in Yecheskel, the verse says, "Vezorakta leichem, I will sprinkle purifying water upon you, and you shall be purified." And then the next pasuk in Yirmiyahu, "Ve'oimer mikveh Yisrael Hashem," the mikveh of Israel is Hashem. What is the comparison to a mikveh? Ma mikveh metayres atmeim, af Hakadosh Baruch Hu metayres Yisrael. Just as a mikveh purifies the impure, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem purifies Israel, the Jewish people. This is the conclusion of the tractate Yuma. And the Rebbe discusses in the Sicha in great detail what is Rabbi Akiva's statement and what is the verses that he is proving his statement as we're learning in the Sicha. But also what is being discussed and mainly is what is Rabbi Akiva adding to the words of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaryo? Are they arguing? Is he adding? So on page 177, the paragraph which begins in Yiddish with the words Mikenit Zogin, which the Rebbe is bringing an opinion what and how we understand the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaryo. And he says as follows, that we cannot say that Rabbi Akiva disputes Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaryo's position, maintaining that Hashem also cleans and atones for sins between person and his fellow, even if the offender did not appease his fellow. In other words, we can assume to say that this is actually the argument. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaryo differentiates between wrongs that you did to Hashem, that Yom Kippur will atone, but what you wronged another person. Yom Kippur would only atone by the condition of asking for forgiveness from that person you had wronged. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, no, that Yom Kippur is actually atoning for every type of sin, even that which you had wronged another person, and even if you did not ask him for forgiveness. This is an opinion. The Rebbe actually does not reference who would say such an opinion. But the fact is that this is actually mentioned in some of the commentaries. There is a sefer called Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim for Reb Moshe Chaviv. In Masechet Yuma, he brings that commentary in the name of the sefer Me'orei Naim. Now, Me'orei Naim is actually the same book, a different name of the Rif, which we're going to mention later from the footnote, and the Ein Yaakov. And the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim brings in his name that this is actually how he learns. That Rabbi Akiva holds that Yom Kippur works, even if you did not appease your friend, everything will be atoned. He asks, he writes, Ein dvorav mechuvorim etzli. It doesn't make sense. I can't find sense in explaining that this is what Rabbi Akiva would hold, that you don't have to even appease your friend. The same thing is actually learned by another. But the same thing is learned, it brought down in some other places. But like I said before, the Rebbe brings it and he says, this cannot be accepted. And he says, why? So why? So the Rebbe writes in Sicha, because the Mishnah uses the wording, Omar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said. And the Mishnah does not write, Rabbi Akiva Oimer. And Rabbi Akiva says, the terminology of Omar Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva Oimer, indicates that Rabbi Akiva does not disagree with Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, but rather Rabbi Akiva only comes to add to the words of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. So basically, if there is no argument, this explanation would not be accepted, because this explanation indicates a clear argument. So that scenario of explaining it in that way is rejected. Comes another scenario, also in the Sicha. This is on the top of page 178, which the Rebbe says that also we cannot explain that Rabbi Akiva comes to add and emphasize that even after a person has attained forgiveness from his fellow, he still needs Hashem to purify him even for his sins between a person and his fellows. Meaning, asking for forgiveness is not enough. Rabbi Akiva comes and says, you should know that after forgiveness, you still need Yom Kippur to work for you. This explanation says that even though it doesn't present an argument between them, but rather an addition, says the Rebbe, is also not an acceptable explanation. Why? So he says inside, because as explained in many places, that even mitzvahs between a person and his fellow are primarily mitzvahs between a person and Hashem. A person must also fulfill them, meaning those mitzvahs which is between him and his fellow, like the example, loisignoiv, do not steal from your fellow. You don't do it only because you're not supposed to wrong another person, but because Hashem instructed them, loisignoiv, you should not steal from another person. So clearly, obviously, even if you attained forgiveness from his fellow, it makes 100% sense that he still has to deal with Hashem. And Hashem has to complete his purification. And as the Rebbe continues in the Sicha, Rabbi Eliezer's words, Ben Azariah's words, also emphasize this point. As he writes, that Aveiroi Sheben Odom Lachaveiroi Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Ad Sheiratas Chaveiroi. Yom Kippur does not atone for sins between a person and his fellow until he appeases him. Meaning that clearly he says that even after a person attained forgiveness from his fellow, he must still attain the atonement of Yom Kippur, which means Tahare Milifnei Hashem, the purity from Hashem. So to say that that's what Rabbi Akiva is coming to add is also not acceptable, since this is clear without Rabbi Akiva saying anything. This is self-understood from the very content. Then comes footnote 40, where the Rebbe represents a third option in understanding what does Rabbi Akiva add to Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. And this he brings from a commentary known as the Rif. The Rif is not to confuse me, the Rif of the Rishon, the Rif which is in the end of the Gemara, but rather this commentary of the Rif is the Rosh Teves, the acronym of Rabbi Yoshiyahu Pinto, which lived about 450 years ago. It was actually a nephew of Reb Chaim Vital. He became the rabbi in the community in Syria after his uncle Reb Chaim Vital passed away. And he wrote a commentary on the Ein Yaakov, which is the collection of the Agadates of Gemara. And the way the Rif understands, he says as follows, that really there is an argument between them. And what is the argument? As the Rebbe writes it out in footnote 40, that the argument is regarding someone who sinned against man and Hashem. So both type of averus. For example, let's say he did not eat kosher and he also stole money from another person. In such a case, sinning for Hashem, which is called Ben Odom LaMokim, and for another person, Ben Odom LaChaveroi, he obviously comes in Kippur, he needs to appease the person, but he did not do it. The question is, will this prevent him to receive atonement for the sins that he did before Hashem? Is this a precondition to get the Yom Kippur atonement even for what you wronged God? The fact that you did not appease your friend. For that, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah holds that for this person, Yom Kippur brings no atonement at all. This is what Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah would say. Comes Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, that Yom Kippur does bring atonement for the sins between man and Hashem. However, it would not atone for that which he had sinned before his friend. So clearly, according to this opinion, Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah that what you wronged your friend, you will need to appease him. However, if you did not do it, question is now, what happens to your sins between what you wronged God? Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah says, Yom Kippur is not going to work for you. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, no, it wouldn't work for you for what you wronged your friend, because you didn't appease him. But it will work for you for what you had wronged God. For that, you are going to have a Yom Kippur. Ashreichem Yisrael. This is what the Rif says. And the Rebbe asks on that Rif the very same question that we had before. Number one, it clearly indicates that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. However, the terminology of our Mishnah shows and proves they do not argue. And if they do not argue, that cannot be accepted as a pshat, as an explanation between what Rabbi Akiva adds to Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. And the Rebbe adds even more, that even the way Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah writes his wording in the Mishnah, it implies that the atonement for sins between man and man and the atonement for sin between man and Hashem are independent. They have nothing to do with each other. This is the way the Mishnah is written. Aveiro shebin Adam lamokoim, Yom Kippur mechaper. Adam lechaveroi, you get it up, he's your friend. But they are independent one to the other. So to say that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say that you have no atonement at all, and Rabbi Akiva would argue on that, this is not acceptable. The truth is, just to indicate, there are others. For example, I saw the Chido in his book called Birkei Yosef, Anilchas Yom Kippur Tov Reishvov. He brings the Rif, and he also says clearly, Van Yoimel, Lo Nichelele Marayu Beoche. I also say that that cannot be the explanation of what Rabbi Akiva had said. He doesn't explain it in detail, but there is in other places which he brings the same idea. Especially he brings it in the name of the Iyun Yaakov. Iyun Yaakov is another commentary on Yaakov. This is from the famous Chok Yaakov that we have on Ilchus Pesach, the Alter Rebbe brings. Shvus Yaakov, he actually somehow also learns that Rabbi Akiva would hold that everything will be atoned, even the Ben Adam Lechaveiro, when you don't appease your friend. And he questions also that there is no svara, there's no way to say that Rabbi Akiva would not require that Yom Kippur, for what you wronged your friend, for sure, is going to require mechila, pius, appeasing your friend. So this explanation, the third one, is also not accepted. In the footnote to reference 40, the Rebbe brings a fourth explanation, which is trying to understand what Rabbi Akiva. And this is in the name of the Prichodosh. This Prichodosh, as the Rebbe also writes, is explained in the commentary of Eitz Yosef, and he actually writes it on the Rif. But in the Prichodosh, and the way the Eitz Yosef explains it, they learn that this is actually the argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He brings it in the name of Maharash Garmizia. He says as follows. There is two types of sins. As we know, there is Ben Odom Lamokoy, between man and God. And then there is Ben Odom Lachaveroi, between man and his fellow. But then he says that even in that part of that type of averos, which are called Ben Odom Lachaveroi, there is also two elements. For example, stealing from your friend. So obviously, stealing from your friend is a sin between you and your fellow. You took away something which belongs to him. And you are now required to repent of that sin. You do tshuva. In addition, the fact that you wronged your friend, you also wronged Hashem, because he is the one who commanded Loi Signoif, as we mentioned actually from before in the Sikha itself. So therefore he says that when a person does tshuva of those sins that he committed before Hashem, Hashem will forgive you immediately. But if you do tshuva for those sins that you committed against another person, for that Hashem is not going to atone that part of the sin that you wronged God, along that you did not apologize, you didn't make up with your friend. So to appease your friend is not only to make sure that there is nothing wrong between you and your friend, but there is also an element there of making sure that there is nothing wrong between you and Hashem who commanded this mitzvah. So he says, that this is actually what's happening here between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Both Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, they both agree that when you wronged another person, which is called Ben Odom Lachaveroi, obviously Yom Kippur would only work if you are peace. The discussion is, what happens to that part in that scene which is between you and Hashem? Meaning, you wronged your fellow, but there is the part, as mentioned, that you also wronged God who commanded this prohibition, for example, a signal that you should not steal. So in that case, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that as long that you did not appease your friend, then Yom Kippur is not going to work for you, even for the element of Bin Odom Lamokoy. It remains unatoned completely. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Ashreichem Yisrael, praised and fortunate are you Israel, that when it comes Yom Kippur, not only Hashem will forgive you of that which you had sinned against God, but even what you sinned against your fellow, at least that element which involves the relationship between you and Hashem, Yom Kippur will atone. This is what the Pri Chodesh says. But here too comes back the same question that the Rebbe asked before. Number one, the terminology of the Mishnah does not indicate in any way that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And furthermore, clearly the language of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is that the relationship what you have between you and God and the relationship that you have between you and your fellow are both independent, meaning Yom Kippur should be able to atone everything which you wronged Hashem, even though that which you had wronged your fellow will remain unatoned. And therefore, this explanation is also not accepted. So this is already four scenarios that the Rebbe does not accept. There's actually a fifth one which the Rebbe does not bring in the Sicha. I'm just going to mention it in so-called in parentheses. And this is the Oruch Laneir. The Oruch Laneir is actually in Masechet Nida, page 70. He learns completely different. He says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who expounds on the Pasik, Lifnei Hashem Titoru, that those sins that you committed before God, Hashem will purify. However, what you wronged people, Hashem will not purify. This is what the Pasuk tells us regarding Yom Kippur. And that, he says, comes Rabbi Akiva, and he says, Mikol chateseichem lifnei Hashem titoru. From all your sins, you need Hashem to atone you. Which means to say, he continues, that as long that you did not repent from what you wronged your fellow, you did not appease him, Hashem wouldn't forgive you for anything. Why does he say it? Because this is Mamikve Metaires Atmeim, Afakodish Baruch Metaires Yisrael. He learns this is what Rabbi Akiva brings the mikveh idea. Mikveh, he says, there is no half immersing in the mikveh. A person cannot say, I'm going to immerse my head, later I'm going to come and immerse my hand, and later I'm going to come and immerse my feet. Going into the mikveh has to be walking as one, all encompassing. You have to be entirely covered by the water. For Hashem to purify you, you have to repent from all your sins, including in the fact that you have to ask forgiveness from your friend. In other words, the Oruch Laneir learns that not only are they arguing, which is like the Rif said before, but he learns completely the opposite. Rabbi Akiva comes to be machmir, to be more stringent than Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. According to Rabbi Akiva, not to atone, not to appease your friend, will prevent you not only the kapara which you had wronged your friend, but even the kapara which you had wronged Hashem. Obviously, again, we cannot follow this explanation for the very same reason. Number one, he calls it an argument. And as the Rebbe says, the terminology of the Mishnah does not allow you to consider it an argument, perhaps just an addition. More than that, is just what I'm thinking, reading the Oruch Laneir, you wonder, Rabbi Akiva starts with his words, Ashreichem Yisrael, you are so fortunate. Now, According to the Och Laner, that Rabbi Akiva is not letting us to receive any type of tahara, that the introduction and the inspiration of Ashreichem Yisrael is really obviously very questionable. How would it fit that you don't get any kapara? Where is the Ashreichem? So this is five scenarios, four brought down by the Rebbe, one mentioned the Och Laner, and which is not, and is not accepted as a proper explanation, as a good explanation in the way the Mishnah is written. And for that is where our Sicha comes with a beautiful explanation of the Rebbe, that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ben Zayu don't argue, they don't argue, but rather they agree that whatever happens between Adam Lamokoim is being atoned, and they both agree that what between you and your fellow, you need to appease your fellow, you have to ask him for mechila. But rather what Rabbi Akiva comes and emphasizes from the connection with mikveh, and in bringing out how the tahara, the purity of Yom Kippur works, is to tell us exactly that even when something still remains unatoned for whatever reason, you still can expect that what you had wronged God in that part of the relationship, Hashem will accept you and allow you to tahara purely. Ma mikveh metayres atmeim, he says, the mikveh purifies even those who are still partially, ritually contaminated. Will the mikveh still work and clean them off from other issues that they contain? This is what happens when the Rebbe Shter activates, so to speak, the essential relationship that he has with a Yid, with a Jew, with a Jew has with Hashem, and for that he will be purified without any limitations. And this is actually what the Rebbe indicates in the footnote 58 in the end of the Sicha. After explaining this whole discussion about Rabbi Akiva, he says, now we can understand what Rabbi Akiva is adding to Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, that Yom Kippur will atone for the sins which is between man and God, even when there is still other sins which were not atoned yet, and this is the sins that you had wronged your friend. Like Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, agreeing with him, but explaining and bringing out the amazing insight how and why will you still be atoned between what you had wronged, ben Adam la Mokoim, what you had wronged Hashem, which is the point of this Sicha. Also, to conclude, even though the Sicha is teaching about Yom Kippur, but as we have the principle, Bole Lamed Venim Tzolomed, you come to teach, and you come to explain something, and then it becomes a source of learning and understanding even more than even that expression had indicated. We speak about Yom Kippur, but as the Sicha explains Rabbi Akiva about the essential relationship which a Yid has with Hashem, then it comes out that it's actually a concept which applies to every day of the year. As the Rebbe concludes the Sicha with the amazing lesson that a person can always turn to Hashem even for partially tshuva, and this is the Ashreichem Yisrael.